Welcome back. We're pleased to welcome back to the program, first time in 2025, but not the last time. Ron Yacobucci is here from Mass Hire South Shore Career Center to chat about all things labor on the South Shore. Happy New Year, Ron.
Happy New Year to you, Joe.
Yeah, great
Thank
to see you
for having me back, and hopefully we'll be back many, many more
times sure.
over the course of this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great service to let folks know about the Career Center, right in Quincy Center.
Mm-hmm.
But you oversee that and a whole lot more, right?
Yeah, so Mass Hire South Shore covers, I oversee the workforce system for Mass Hire. So it's a federally funded program through the Department of Labor, and we cover 22 communities
wow.
in the South Shore, yeah, from Quincy all the way down to Plymouth. Our main headquarters is located here in Quincy at 1515 Hancock Street. And you're going to flash on the screen, I'm sure, masshireSS.com, our website,
yep.
and also our phone number,
617-745-4000,
for people to connect to us. And, you know, we serve adults, dislocated workers, folks that are unemployed, youth. We have some great programs. I'm proud to say that there are 16 of these regions in the Commonwealth, and we're one of the top three in terms of performance,
Excellent.
Which we want to keep doing.
Yes.
Because our job is to help people get back to work.
Right.
Help people get back to work. And that's what it's all
it's
about.
It's that simple, and yeah, it's that complicated,
yeah.
too.
And we have right? a lot of yeah. different folks that come into our career center. So we have interpreters on board with Haitian Creole, Spanish, Mandarin, Cantonese, Vietnamese, so that we could accommodate, all different types of folks that are coming into our career center with services.
We've seen a little bit of an uptick in unemployment here in Massachusetts over the past couple of months. Is that right?
In our region, it's at 4.1% right now.
Okay.
So we have, actually, we have 315,000 potential workforce in our 22 towns that we serve. And approximately 13,000 of those folks are unemployed right now.
Okay.
So we are serving them. We do provide limited service because we're not the unemployment office.
Right.
We're the career center.
Right.
We're helping you get back to work,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But we do that on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 1515 Hancock between 8:30 and noontime.
Okay.
It's crazy. We actually were provided leadership this past year to author legislation to provide in-person services at our career centers. And that hasn't started yet, although we're working on it with the Commonwealth. But I think it makes a difference in terms of providing good customer service because there are so many people that are struggling with their unemployment
yes.
benefits right now. And they're calling their state house reps and their
yep.
state house senators. And we could do better. We could do better. And hopefully the in-person services that are going to be provided by the Department of Unemployment Assistance will provide that customer service
yeah.
as people are coming in.
Bringing
because most
the service
people,
to them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Most people that come into our career center are upset, they're angry.
Yeah, they're scared.
We take
right?
the brunt of it,
yeah.
And we really can't do much beyond helping them maybe get on a computer and,
right.
and logging into their claim, but we can't really navigate a lot of things.
Yeah.
The legislators can do a little more, but they shouldn't have to be calling their state reps, state senators.
There's a department for that.
There's a department for that, yeah. So
it's on the verge of insolvency right now, unfortunately.
Well, the $2.5
billion yeah.
In benefits that were paid during COVID that came out of the ARPA funds,
mm-hmm.
which they have to now pay back.
That's right.
So you've got employers that are struggling with that. You've
yep.
got the Commonwealth struggling with that. It's a problem, unfortunately, that the current governor, Maura Healey, inherited.
Yep.
And so I'm sure they're doing their best. But my focus is on customer service.
Right.
Not,
yep.
you know, that's a no whole other problem. We don't even
no, I understand.
Get involved in. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I get
yeah,
it,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Interesting that you sponsored the legislation, though, or co-sponsored, right?
We sponsored it, yeah.
Sponsored
it was actually
it,
Bruce
okay.
Ayers that filed the amendment. And,
oh, okay.
And Senator Keenan was great carrying us. Senator O'Connor from Weymouth
yes.
carrying us on the Senate side
okay.
When it went to Congress. So now we're just hopefully going to see the result, which is going to be better customer service for people. People
yeah.
are waiting 10, 12, 15 weeks struggling,
yeah.
you know, with the system.
Because their bills don't stop
their
just
bills
because
don't stop.
They're unemployed.
No,
yeah.
the bills don't
so
stop.
It's a scary
so,
time for
so,
them.
Yeah. So there are customers, too, and we do the best we can to,
yes.
to get them back to work. But they need their benefits so they can, you know, hopefully participate in some of the training programs we're doing.
Yes.
We've got some great programs that we're working in collaboration with the South Shore Votech right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's called CTI, Career Technical Careers, Career Technical Initiative, I'm sorry. And we've put literally hundreds of people on a career path.
Mm-hmm.
We've latest one was automotive. We've got HVAC, culinary, welding, and we're going to be doing more this year. We, again, provided leadership to make certain that these programs are being funded. And so that that being resolved, thankfully, there's a path now toward us continuing to receive funding and do these much needed programs that make a difference for these kids.
So younger people, this is mostly for
younger
people?
It could be any age. Okay. Yeah, it's after hours, obviously, because they run a full program during the day.
Yes.
And they just recently, I was pleased to be part of that, the election down there that is going to be building a new social vocational technical school.
Yeah.
Which is going to make a tremendous difference in those communities that they serve.
Super.
And it's another way to go besides going to college.
There's tremendous opportunity in the trades.
Tremendous opportunities and tremendous amount of money that you can make, which
for
is
sure.
incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the fastest growing, I can mention, the fastest growing jobs in our region, our 22 towns, are mostly in healthcare and personal care aides, registered nurses, medical assistants. That seems to be where most of the action is right now in terms of the demand and the need. And obviously we provide a lot of training so people are interested in upping their credentials to get a better job.
Okay.
They can contact that number, contact our website, get in touch with us, and we'd be happy to help them out.
Yeah, and your services are free.
I say it all the time.
Well, you know, it's the best kept secret.
Well, your best use of your tax dollars.
We
hope that's going to continue. I know there's a lot of uncertainty right now with President Trump and
some
of the policies.
Well,
you know, we're just kind of monitoring that to see what impact that's going to have on the economy, on the unemployment. There could be an uptick in that. We don't know.
Okay.
I think we just need to be patient and see where things go. But obviously, our funding needs to be reauthorized.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'll be going down to Washington next month. I'll join a number of my colleagues from around the country lobbying for the reauthorization of the WIOA Act. There's always been a workforce program in this country since Roosevelt, whether it was WPA, CETA, JTPA, you know, you've got WIA, WIOA. So it's always been a bipartisan approach that they've had because it's important to have those programs in place to help people. So we're hopeful that we're going to get that reauthorized and it's going to be fully funded, which will be great because, you know, otherwise it affects our ability to do the kinds of programs and services that we provide.
Yeah, how much, what chunk of your funding is federally?
All of it. So we're, you know, we're a little just paying attention to what's going on and we're hopeful. WIOA was being reauthorized in the last Congress. And we worked actually to defeat that because there were three poison pills in it that were going to tremendously change the way we could function and the way we could operate locally. So we're grateful that we work with Senator Markey and that gang to stop that sort of reauthorization. We want to come back this year now and do a good reauthorization that's going to fully fund the program, not take money away from us and not put more money in other areas.
I see. So. Okay. Scary times, for sure. But for now, it's status quo, right?
For now, it's status quo.
Okay.
And we've been working recently and executing an MOU with about 30 different
memorandum of understanding
with about 30 different agencies in the region, both government and nonprofit. The latest one that we're going to kick off, I'm going to do with the Norfolk County Sheriff, Pat McDermott, is in partnering with him in the HOPE project that he's pushing
over
the reentry.
Over in Braintree. Yeah.
So we're trying to take a holistic approach to getting people back to work because it's not just getting a job, it's daycare, it's housing, it's transportation, it's all these things.
One,
so he's focused on the reentry thing. Our focus is on serving the populations in the most difficult to reenter.
Yes.
So we look forward to working with him and providing the workforce support to make that happen, to make a difference in these people's lives.
Yeah.
So,
are you seeing any kind of overriding causes for unemployment ticking up, Ron?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, we've got through COVID.
Yeah.
That
was
a struggle.
It's 5 years now.
5 years now. Yeah. It seems like it was just yesterday.
Honestly,
But I think it's just, you know, the fact that technology has plays a part in that. We're looking very carefully at the impact AI is going to have in terms of some of the jobs and sort of some of the training that we should be doing.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different things that could play into it.
Okay.
But I think a lot of it is just the uncertainty right now with where things could be going.
I see.
And it's driving the businesses to maybe push back a little bit before they make commitments in terms of expanding or doing new things.
Sure.
So, you know, but there are, like I said, there are some major major jobs that are out there that there's still a need for.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been working with the migrant population.
Yes.
It's been difficult.
I'm sure,
for the past year, we've had four of these shelters located in our 22 towns. And we've done the best we can, but it's difficult because if they're not work authorized and they can't speak English, it's a struggle to get them employment. And now with the uncertainty relative to whether they're going to be able to go back or stay, and a lot of employers are reluctant to hire people because they don't know
if they're going to stay,
with them. Right. Yeah, exactly. Sure. And it's tough to invest in the training for these people if we don't know that they're going to be able to stay. So it's been a struggle.
Holding
Look. Immigration is what builds this country, right? My dad came over as an immigrant from Italy. He had nothing. He built a, he learned to trade. He built a family. I mean, God bless, right? But you got to do it the right way.
Right.
And the way it's been done for now has been really a struggle. It's not good for them. It's not good for the people that are here.
Yeah.
And hopefully we could do better with that. Hopefully we could do better with that. But we need those folks to come in. If we don't have the immigration and driving the workforce and building on the workforce, we're going to have problems. We're going to have labor shortages. Prices are going to go up. Wages are going to go down. I mean, it's just not a good, it's got to be a healthy balance in order to make that work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So the Career Center in Quincy Center is also open in person, right?
You could 5 days a week, 8:30 to 4:30.
Yeah.
And we run a number of different programs. For example, this Thursday, we're going to be doing something with Boston Scientific. They're going to be doing a little bit of a job fair, and we're going to be running on that. So people get online, they can sign up and register for that. We're constantly doing workshops, activities. One of the things we're trying to promote now in our Career Center is wellness. A lot of mental health issues, obviously, that are out there that people are struggling with. So we're promoting that among just our staff as well as our customers. We've got a bounce program that's been really very well received that helps people and energizes people and gets people to thinking positive.
Okay.
And we've got a number of wellness instructors coming in, doing yoga and all those kinds of things. So
part of the holistic approach.
Part of the holistic approach. Trying to make things better, trying to make people better.
Yeah.
And you know, we just recently had a gathering at the Career Center the other evening with all the alumni from the Bounce program, and they came back and talked about how they were getting jobs here and they were doing well, and I think it's just great to see.
Probably inspiring to the folks who are going through the process right now, right?
It
what is Bounce an acronym for something?
No.
Oh, okay. Just bouncing you to your next...
Well, it's just it's a program that kind of gets people on the right track in terms of their thinking, in terms of, you know, it's a support kind of a thing, too. So sometimes, like, people are struggling with unemployment, it's good to have that kind of that job club or that bounce program to, so other people can share, you know, and network. I mean, that's important, too, you know, so it provides that kind of an opportunity.
Yeah. For unemployment right now, Ron, folks actually have to go into Boston to the office?
Well, for unemployment right now, so there's a process in order to continue to have your benefits. You have to come into a career center in the 16 regions around the Commonwealth.
Okay.
You've got to go through a review, and you've got to go through an orientation. Once those things are satisfied, your benefits continue. And then hopefully from there, you get into training or we're assisting you with your job search, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But everybody's required to come in.
Required.
Required to come in, yeah. Required to come in order to satisfy their ability to continue to collect their benefits.
I see.
Then, obviously, these people are coming in and they're struggling with their benefits.
Yes.
That's the challenge that we have that sometimes we... You know,
because that's their main focus at the
It's hard for us to get people to focus on looking for work when they don't have any money.
Right.
In. So it is kind of important.
So well, that's the advice is always is from job coaches is, you know, look for another job while you're still employed.
While you're still employed.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was very frustrating because we've found in doing and seeing the problems that we have and they've been, you know, occurring now. We get I want to say every week we get every day, we probably get about 50 to 60 people coming into our office struggling with their unemployment benefits. Yes. So we see up to 100 to 150 people a week. And there's very little that we could do because we're not the unemployment office.
Sure.
So we get a lot of people that are walking out of there angry, upset, and so forth. And so it's very frustrating. So we did a little research. We found out that they were required. DUA was required. It's been a law on the books for 10 years. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to provide in-person services around the Commonwealth. They weren't doing it. They weren't doing it.
Okay.
So we changed that law to make it easier by saying you need to mandate to have in-person services at the career centers because that's where the customers come in.
Right.
So let's do that. But there's only really one unemployment office, and that's in Boston, and you can't access that unless you have an appointment. And those appointments are very difficult to get.
Oh,
sometimes it takes weeks to get an appointment.
Okay.
So it's crazy.
Yeah,
it really
just
is.
Needs reform for sure. Absolutely.
And you know, these folks, don't really have an advocate. They don't have a lobbyist.
Yes.
We're it, right?
It?
Yeah, we're it.
And
so we're advocating for them. It's not even part of
our description.
Yeah, but they're our customers.
Yes.
So
yeah.
we got to get them on track with their benefits, and we got to get them on track and finding another job.
Yeah.
And the concern is that based on where things might go relative to the economy, we might see a rise in unemployment.
Yes.
So,
Do you find folks coming to the career centers to change careers? Or
that's possible too.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a lot of relaxing on some of the rules because we're strictly regulated by certain procedures and regulations that we have to follow.
Yep.
So we don't want to have any disallowed costs.
No, absolutely. Sure.
So we have to make sure we dot the I's and cross the T's and people are eligible. So the eligibility is the key.
Okay.
Yeah, eligibility is the key. But there is opportunity.
So it really is something for everyone.
It can be,
yeah. Are you staffed appropriately?
Well, that's sometimes a little bit of a roller coaster ride because our allocation from the federal government goes up when unemployment goes up. It goes down when unemployment goes down.
Oh, it's like a catch-22.
It's like a little bit of a roller coaster ride. So sometimes I find myself having to lay off people.
Right.
But what we've been working with the Commonwealth is to create a one-stop line item in the budget.
Yes.
And we're funding that. And that's the money that the state will provide to kind of stabilize this system.
Okay.
And so far, it's been working. So what we're hopeful is, in the good times when the allocation goes down, we could use that money to help stabilize so we're not laying our own staff off.
Correct, yeah.
But when the bad times, our allocation goes up, we could use that money to maybe pursue new things, new technology, new ideas, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a good balance to kind of keep us, focused and
working. Well, I mean, we hear from a lot of the higher education institutions and a lot of the local high-tech companies that there aren't enough engineers, if you will, or students coming up that have those skills needed to fill those jobs.
Yep.
So there's an opportunity right there for career centers to fill.
Yeah. So we look at, we monitor very carefully what the demand is in our region, and we try to train to that demand.
Correct. Yeah.
So if there are jobs that are available, I want to invest my training money in something that's going to give people a job.
Right.
Because I'm evaluated based on my placements.
Right.
If I can't put somebody in a job, and I'm spending money, then that's not good. So we really work to try to monitor very carefully. We work with all the chambers, South Shore Chamber, the Quincy Chamber, Braintree Chamber, Weymouth Chamber, all the way down to the Plymouth Chamber.
Sure.
So we're constantly engaging the different employers so we can get a sense of where the demand is, what the need is, and we're trying to train to that and encourage people to move into that, those opportunities.
Do you work with the community colleges in the region also?
So one of the issues that we have is obviously the future of Quincy College.
Sure.
So important because we don't really have a community college in this region. People go to Bunker Hill, people go to Roxbury, people go down to Massachusetts. We don't have one that services the South Shore.
Mm.
And it's so important to have that partnership between what we do and the community colleges because when we're going to provide training, we're depending upon those community colleges to be able to be flexible and meet that demand.
Yes.
So it's really important to have a viable college in our region.
Absolutely.
And so we're hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, stop by the Career Center.
Anytime.
Quincy Center, anytime. Yeah. You're going to be staying there, do you think?
Well, we actually are going out to procurement this year.
Okay.
We have to do that. Our lease is up. We are there till the end of June.
Okay.
We've got several bids that have come in, so we're in the process of evaluating that.
Okay.
And so we'll see where it goes.
All right.
Yeah.
So you stay in Quincy somewhere, I'm sure.
Oh, there's no question we'll be in Quincy.
Yeah.
No question we will stay in the downtown at some point. Yeah,
okay.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Give a call or check your website or stop by, right?
Massire, massire.com, 617-745-4000.
All right.
And give us a call.
Appreciate the update. Great to see you,
Joe.
You're very welcome.
We'll be back again.
Yes, please do.